Last week's big blackout in many northern cities and parts of Canada lasted only a day or two, depending on which city you were in. But many people still have to conserve today, and there may be a larger economic cost. NPR's Jack Speer joins us now. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Steve.
So what do we know about the ultimate economic cost of a blackout like this?
Well, what we know is that it takes a while to figure out the ultimate economic cost of something like this. I mean, it's been compared to a snowstorm, but it's obviously a snowstorm that covered a big area. There were a lot of cities that lost power. There were a lot of businesses that were out. Restaurants took a big hit. You know, the Wall Street Journal this morning is reporting that the ultimate economic loss from this power outage could be around $6 billion. Now, $6 billion is sort of a drop in the bucket when you have a $10 trillion U.S. economy, but it's still a significant number. But as I said, for restaurateurs, the numbers are going to be big because, you know, they had to throw out tens of thousands of dollars worth of food. Some of their losses will never be made up in terms of lost dinner business that they lost Thursday evening and business they lost Friday in New York, and some of that stuff will not be made up, and it's really kind of hard to account for it all.
When car companies in Detroit have to shut down their plants, is that just a lost day of work, or is there a broader cost?
Well, there's a broader cost there, too, but the manufacturers, like the automakers, can make some of that production up. You know, they can schedule in different shifts and overtime and make some of that lost production up. So it's not going to be as much of a hit for the major car makers, and some of them were slower anyway because the summer is a time when traditionally automakers slow down a little bit. But Daimler, Chrysler, and some of the other car companies have plants up in Ontario and up in Canada, and they're having some problems up there this morning because, of course, they generate a significant amount of power, and they won't be able to generate all the power they'll need. So some businesses in Canada will be operating at about 50% today, Steve.
Airlines shut down partially. Amtrak shut down some of its service. Subway systems were shut down.
Yeah, all those things were shut down. In some cases, for several days, but this morning everybody is back up and running as normal. We understand Amtrak will have all of its service running this morning, including the service north of New York to Boston, which was a problem early on in this power outage. But we understand those folks will be back up and running. The airlines, of course, took a huge hit. They had hundreds of flights that were canceled. Some of those will never be made up. You know, they're rebooking some of them. And so they have to deal with that, and that certainly is a huge economic cost, and it'll be a while before we determine that. And, of course, the airport concessions lost money.
Well, who makes money from this, Jack?
Well, it's interesting who makes money because, of course, when someone loses money, someone else always makes money in this economy, and we saw that in this case. We saw those people doing a brisk business, for example, Home Depot and some of the supply stores were doing a brisk business, selling generators, batteries, and flashlights. Bottled water folks did pretty well, and the hotels had a lot of business over the weekend.
Okay, Jack, thanks very much for coming by this morning.
Sure, thank you.
NPR's Jack Speer.